At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, there's a shocking new report about ticket scamming. We have all the details from Meghan Markle's first palace party. And these identical twins gave birth on the same day. In a new report, the world's largest seller of concert tickets is accused of scalping. This summer, reporters from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and the Toronto Star went undercover at a conference of ticket sellers. They posed as scalpers and spoke to representatives of a site called Trade Desk. According to the CBC, Trade Desk let scalpers upload large quantities of tickets bought on Ticketmaster and then resell them at a higher price. Trade Desk is also run by Ticketmaster. Scalpers reportedly sign up for multiple Ticketmaster accounts so that they can get around ticket limits on games or concerts. That's against the company's terms. But undercover video taken by the CBC shows a purported Trade Desk rep admitting it's common practice.
I want to know the straight goods on whether Ticketmaster is going to be policing us using our multiple accounts.
No. I have a gentleman who's got over 200 Ticketmaster.com accounts.
How many brokers are using multiple accounts?
I'd say pretty damn near every one of them.
The practice allegedly lets Ticketmaster collect one fee on each ticket sold on their site and a second for each sale on Trade Desk. In a statement, Ticketmaster calls the reports categorically untrue. Some more headlines for you. A bacteria that goes by the nickname Campy causes about 1.3 million diarrheal illnesses in the U.S. every year. And the CDC now says pet store puppies may have caused an outbreak of the antibiotic-resistant infections, affecting at least 118 people. But it's not their fault. The report says misusing or overtreating the puppies with antibiotics was likely to blame. And you've heard the term cutting the cord when it comes to cable, but it seems Americans are really doing it. A new study reveals 43% of Americans watch Netflix on a daily basis. That's the same percentage that was found to watch live TV on cable, which means streaming networks are gaining momentum. And finally, this isn't a scene from a horror movie. It's a town in Greece that is covered in spider webs. A rare phenomenon in which there's a huge growth in the gnat population causes the spider population to increase immensely because they eat the gnats. They say neither the gnats nor the spiders are dangerous to humans, but I'm just glad we don't have spider webs like that here. Okay, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange now for our Fox Business Minute with Susan Lee. Susan, what's the latest on Wall Street?
So Tiger Woods winning his first tour championship in 5 years. It was a historic win for his career, but the golf legend is also taking home more than $4.5 million. Woods is one of the highest paid athletes in the world, totaling $113 million in on-course winnings. He also has multi-million dollar endorsements from companies like Nike and also Monster Energy. Demand for used cars are unusually strong this summer. That's because new cars have gotten too pricey for a lot of people. Get this, the used car market is now more than double the size of the new car business. And traveling by plane may soon become more comfortable. That's because a bill in Congress could require larger seats on airplanes for more legroom. It's also investigating the size and the number of airplane bathrooms and establish new standards for allowing service animals to fly with their human owners.
Good to know. Thanks, Susan. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, let me get this straight. Married men tend to earn more money?
Hi, Kristen. Big question for you here. Do married men earn more because they tie the knot, or did they get married because they are higher earning individuals? The answer isn't clear, but the latter could be the case. According to the report, the average income peak at age 47 for married men, they earn an average of $86,502 a year, while single men and women earn an average of $49,000 and $45,000 respectively. M&M's adding more flavors to their candy lineup. Food vlog Snack Chat Live reports three flavors will roll out all next year, all of them featuring peanuts. They are English toffee peanut, Mexican jalapeno peanut, and Thai coconut peanut. The makers of M&M's didn't want to comment, but the leaked packaging shows there will be a fan vote on which flavor is the favorite. And Kristen, I'm down with the English toffee peanut, and then I'm down with the gym afterwards. And that's what you need to know. What about you?
Well, I'll take what you had, and I'll be your workout buddy. How about that? Thanks, Danielle. Well, it's my favorite time of the day, time for Royal Watch with our royal commentator, Victoria Arbiter. Hi, Victoria.
Good to be with you, Kristen.
Always. Well, what do you have for us this week?
Well, the Duchess of Sussex's involvement with the Hub Community Kitchen Cookbook represented her first royal project. Well, Tuesday marks another major royal milestone because she's going to embark on her very first solo royal engagement. She's going to be attending a brand new exhibit at the Royal Academy of the Arts called Oceana, and it's featuring over 200 works from all across the South Pacific, but most importantly, there's going to be art from Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, and Tonga. The reason that's important is because that's where Meghan is heading in October for her first international tour.
Meghan is such a great addition to the royal family. Prince Harry hit it out of the park, huh? And speaking of additions, do we have details on Princess Eugenie's upcoming wedding?
We do. The family is growing. Buckingham Palace released official information on Princess Eugenie's upcoming wedding to Jack Brooksbank. The couple will wed at 11 a.m. at St. George's Chapel, Windsor on October 12th. The wedding will be officiated by the Dean of Windsor, but I think this is a nice nod to the family name. The Archbishop of York is going to be leading the prayers throughout the service. After the wedding, they'll have a short carriage ride through Windsor before they join their guests back at the castle for a reception hosted by the Queen. But Kristen, it's the numbers that are staggering. Over 100,000 people applied for positions to stand within castle walls to see the arrivals and departures. Only 1,200 scored the lucky golden ticket.
Never a dull moment. As always, Victoria, thank you so much for keeping us in the know with the royals. Okay, parents, listen up to this one. Pediatricians are again sounding the alarm over baby walkers. A new report suggests between 1990 and 2014, some 230,000 toddlers under 15 months were rushed to the ER due to walker-related injuries. Rolling at up to 4 feet per second, walkers allow toddlers to travel quickly without realizing the dangers around them. In turn, some three quarters of injuries resulted from rolling down stairs. Others fell out of the walker or even into pools and spas. Of those injuries, 9 in 10 were head or neck related, with many leading to concussions or skull fractures. Despite these scary stats, there is hope. Thanks to new safety standards, the number of reported injuries fell year to year, with over 20,000 in 1990 compared to just 2,000 in 2014. The American Academy of Pediatrics continues to call for a total ban, but until then, the study's author recommends swapping walkers for stationary activity centers or good old-fashioned crawling. Well, we're told to always brush our teeth, but it turns out many people don't heed that advice, and that could have a big impact on your dental health, especially when you're older. According to the CDC, about 2 in 3 Americans over the age of 65 have gum disease, and about 1 in 5 have untreated tooth decay. So here are some tips from dental experts to keep your oral hygiene in check for your entire life. First, and this is the most obvious one, brush your teeth for 2 minutes twice a day. Dental experts say to stay away from whitening toothpaste since it can wear down your tooth enamel. Second, make sure you're using the right toothbrush. A 2014 study found electric or sonic toothbrushes reduce 21% more plaque than manual ones. But experts say manual toothbrushes can be fine if you're using the right brushing technique. Third, floss at least once a day to remove food caught between your teeth. And finally, be sure to go to the dentist. Many dentists recommend a cleaning and checkup every 6 months. Follow these steps and your teeth and your dentist will be very happy. With the changing seasons, it's time to change up our wardrobes, and that means keeping up with the latest fall fashion trends. So today we're talking accessories with fashion expert Brooke Jaffe. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me back.
You know what I love about accessories? They can take even the most plain Jane outfit and ramp them up a notch.
That goes without question.
So what should we be buying right now?
Okay, so right now, believe it or not, hoops are back with a vengeance. So if you have them in your closet, bring them back out. And if not, go big or go home. I mean, you should obviously wear whatever size feels comfortable for you. But if you are feeling brave, go for big ones in metals, in resins, in all kinds of materials. They are the shape to have and to hold.
Okay, what about the new trends? Because some of the new ones, I'm like, what's your favorite new trend?
So this one might sound a bit intimidating. It's the bucket bag, which is the new shape. And we're loving it in luxurious fabrications. You can buy it in a neutral leather, or if you want to, you know, take a little bit of a risk, buy it in a color. It looks fresh. And sometimes with these new novel shapes, you can't fit anything inside of them. This actually fits your cell phone, and you can fit your life in there. So key for a handbag.
Needed. Thanks, Brooke, so much.
Thanks for having me.
You can check out more of Brooke's fashion tips at her website at brookjaffestyle.com. All right, some good news. If you're looking to enhance your skincare regimen, today's top 30 steal is for you. We have a Pop Sonic Infuser and Hydrating Youth Serum at a special 64% discount. You get both an infuser and a vitamin C serum. The Ionic Infuser generates ultrasonic vibrations that help skincare products really soak into your face. Using the infuser in conjunction with the Hydrating Youth Serum can make your skin tighter and smoother. Your face will feel so refreshed and healthy. And regular use will lay a foundation for more youthful skin. The Pop Sonic Infuser and Hydrating Youth Serum retails for $80. But today you can buy it for just $19. That's a 64% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, Dave and Sherry McWilliams' lifelong dream of having their own organic farm has turned into something they never could have imagined. Not just supplying them with food, but providing free food for any neighbor in need.
We just felt like it was a great way for us to give back to the community and a great way to bring in community.
With the help of friends and family and volunteers from the local churches and businesses, Eden Ridge Farm has donated nearly 12,000 pounds of fresh food to those who need it most. In our next story from Fox 4 Dallas, when 16-year-olds Grace Risinger and Angelina Velez learned the troubling statistic that 1 in 3 women in Texas experience an abusive relationship, they set a goal to change that. They started the movement Make 1 in 3 Zero as their way to raise awareness about the issue and raise money for the Genesis Women's Shelter. And the girls have shown to be well beyond their years, raising over $2,000 while spreading their message to end an issue that affects one too many. And in our final story from Fox 46 Charlotte, one organization in North Carolina is providing hope to our veterans and their communities one house at a time. Purple Heart Homes is an organization that brings together veterans and anyone else wanting to lend a helping hand to build homes for vets in need.
I joined the Army after 9/11 and a lot of stuff got torn up that day. It's really cool to be able to put something together.
Time well spent serving those who risk their lives protecting ours. As if giving birth wasn't special enough, twin sisters Jalynn Crawford and Janelle Leopoldo welcomed baby boys at the same hospital on the same day. The sisters, who both met their husbands at UCLA in 2005, had already given birth to a combined 4 kids. But in the process of trying to have more, they struggled with infertility. So when they learned they were finally expecting at the same time, Jalynn said it felt like God had answered their prayers. Still, there was one issue. Jalynn lived in Arizona, Janelle in California. How could their parents be at both births at once? Well, after consulting Jalynn's doctor, they decided the whole family would head to Arizona to induce birth after 39 weeks. On June 18th, Jalynn, as the oldest, delivered first, giving birth to Bryson Ryder. A few hours later, Janelle welcomed son Jace Allen. 3 months have now passed, and the sisters say they'll remember this shared experience for the rest of their lives, and their sons are already best friends. Okay, moving right along. Anyone who's ever had a hangover knows it makes you sick, right? But new research says it could be way worse than just a headache. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, joins us from his studio to talk more about this. So, Cody, I hear a hangover could be just as dangerous as actually being drunk?
That's right, Kristen. According to a new study, you are physically and mentally impaired if you've got a hangover. A systematic review published last month says that the day after a night of heavy drinking, people have impaired motor skills, leaving them with less coordination and slower reaction times. They also have an impaired memory when it comes to both short-term and long-term memory. This study is a big deal because right now you can drive legally as long as you can pass a breathalyzer test. But if this science is right, then maybe you shouldn't be allowed to drive if you're hungover. But there's no easy way to measure a hangover, so there's a lot more research to be done. For now, maybe you should just call in sick if you've got a hardcore hangover. Better safe than sorry. Kristen?
That sounds like a good idea. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. All right, big news here. SeaWorld has agreed to pay millions after being sued by the U.S. government for fraud. The theme park will pay $4 million in fines. Its former CEO, James Atchison, will pay an additional $1 million. Neither party admitted to any wrongdoing or denied the allegations. But the Securities and Exchange Commission alleged they made, quote, untrue and misleading statements or omissions with stockholders about what the company was bringing in or not bringing in. In 2013, the documentary Blackfish raised questions about animal cruelty at the park and caused outrage for its depiction of whales in captivity. But it took more than a year for SeaWorld to acknowledge the movie caused a drop in park attendance. In a single day, SeaWorld stock fell by about a third, a loss of $830 million in shareholder value. The company has since ended the captive breeding and theatrical shows depicted in the film. Well, on to a really cool story. Instead of graffiti covering the bathroom stalls of Warren Middle School, a handful of teachers in Texas volunteered over the summer to transform them into something inspirational. Using beautifully painted motivational messages like, your mistakes don't define you, and real girls aren't perfect, perfect girls aren't real, students can start the new year with confidence. Assistant Principal Christy Mock said, middle school is rough, so sometimes you don't have that drive that our kids have. In the past, we've had difficulties where our kids need motivation. Messages above the bathroom mirrors read phrases like, mirror, mirror on the wall, there's a leader in us all. And you may not have Wonder Woman superpowers, but you can have a superpowered impact on the world. The middle school is being praised online, and other schools in the district have followed their lead, posting positive messages at their campuses. Companies buying ads on Google reportedly have a new way to see if they're working, but it's a little controversial. Bloomberg reports that Google spent millions of dollars to buy transaction information from MasterCard. That information could be used to track what users are buying in stores to see if they might have been influenced by ads they saw online. Bloomberg reports that MasterCard never announced the deal to any of its roughly 2 billion users. That has privacy advocates concerned. A lawyer with the Electronic Privacy Information Center said there's not enough responsibility being taken by companies to inform users what they're doing and what rights they have. Both Google and MasterCard say that no identifying information was used. A Google spokesperson said, we do not have access to any personal information from our partners' credit and debit cards. Google says users can opt out of being tracked under the web and app activity menu. Listen to this one. A great white shark has been tagged in the Canadian Atlantic for the first time ever. Great whites are on the endangered species list in Canada, but researchers are hoping the tag will give them data they can use to provide better recovery and protection for the sharks. Researcher Heather Bowlby says there have been more sightings of whites up and around Canada. There's more tagging effort as well, and so there's been more tag detections. But there's been no population size estimate for white shark in the North Atlantic, so it's unknown whether this represents substantial population increase. The satellite tag will stay on the shark for 9 months before it pops to the surface and the data is available to be collected. Until then, scientists will wait with great patience to find out what the 20-year-old great white has been up to. Okay, moving on. It's long been a staple of college parties and drinking games. Now the Shot is getting an upscale revamp. Catering in part to nostalgic diners past their college prime, restaurants are creating unique experiences that integrate low-cost shots into all stages of the meal. New York's The Bonnie has gained notice for its Midnight Express, a breakfast shot with coffee-infused rye and hazelnut syrup. Diners who order the Bucatini at LA's Tess can enjoy the Bone Luge, where Madeira wine is drunk over bone marrow, pulling flavor from its fats and oils. And Henrietta Red in Nashville serves exquisite gelatin shots, like the Sherry Cobbler, a sherry, lemon, and orange blend topped with berries. 6% of restaurant menus now list shots. That's up a third from 2 years ago, with experts saying the number could soon climb even higher. So raise a glass to these classy creations. In fall, the leaves and temperatures aren't the only things changing. So is brain function. According to a study conducted across France, Canada, and the U.S., seniors' cognitive skills improve in late summer and early fall. In winter and spring, brain function declines about 4.8 years, even when controlling for factors like depression, sleep, or physical activity. During those lower functioning periods, subjects also saw increased odds of meeting criteria for Alzheimer's. It's unclear why the brain goes through these changes, maybe weather, hormones, or vitamin D levels, but still the findings present an opportunity. Researchers believe they may be able to leverage decreased brain function to pinpoint Alzheimer's symptoms and causes. Looking at periods of increased function may open the door to new dementia treatments. While encouraging, there's still work that needs to be done, as the study looked at a single year, not seeing if these seasonal trends held over time. Well, all good things must come to an end. That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.